Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. I don't know if we're on or yet.
We are.
Which will tell us.
We is on.
Man, Lummy gave me a squeeze quote.
Did he?
Maybe that Dr. Chinstrap
loosened
something up, and I'm a little less concrety.
And you're definitely a lot lighter.
He definitely did, because like I would never be able to crack my neck, and I still kind of can't, but I can way more than I was able to.
I don't necessarily am a big chiropractic yippee-yo kind of guy.
Right.
But I think that guy did something positive for me.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm eating some Cheez-Its, and I have them my board here, and I will tell you, I'm the only person that could do this sort of thing.
Yes.
I would kill Anna and Lummy, the only two. Well, Blitz doesn't ever really get behind the board, but he does. I mean, it's his board, but I would kill anybody if you guys ate Cheez-Its in the manner that I'm eating them now over the board. I know neither one of you would ever do that.
No, never. But I have to say that it felt like you weighed like probably like 270 now.
Shut the fuck up. You're such a fucking bullshitter.
I can tell that, you know, you've really been getting after it.
Man, I wish we would have been
recording
some of it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not all of it.
The rut row would have got us in trouble.
Yeah.
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 So much dead air between the main show and after show. Jesus, Jesse. Come on, buddy. Is there dead air between, like, on Bubba Army Radio?
There shouldn't be, but there might be.
That's why when I run in
we're trying hard.
It's like, I have it timed out to about 24 minutes, and I realized it was 25, and I ran back there to put more on.
Put more on.
Because people have complained, if I put a like segment too long, and then you cut it off, then they bitch, you know, oh, why didn't you time it right?
Never
why'd you
happy.
Put such a, you know, why didn't you put so long? Cut off when we're listening to the high spot at the end.
Yeah, this.
So I kind of estimate that we'll go on usually between like 10, 20, 24.
I watched it yesterday, and I'm going to reach out to him. The D. Snyder. Did you guys see that? I reposted it on our Facebook page when I was when Howard had me and D. kind of bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
The Howard Stern Facebook page posted it a couple days ago.
Oh, nice.
And so awesome. I reposted it on ours, and it's funnier than hell. Oh, my God, it's funnier than hell. I was in shape, too.
You were really good shape.
Oh, trial resumes Thursday in the Russia for the WNBA's. What's everybody? Listen.
Yeah, the trial. 10 years. Good luck.
Man, they're stiff, are they not?
Yeah.
Lummy, thank you for the back adjustment.
Oh, no problem, Bob. Anytime.
Feels so much better. Are we doing your beard tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
Anna.
Yes.
For real, do you leech? Do you leech? Blitz that bad privately?
Sometimes,
Or do you just go over the top?
Sometimes.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm ribbing. We're having a good time.
Mm-hmm. I'm not here ribbing.
Yeah, ribs.
Look, now she's using some of our regular language.
Yeah.
I'm just ribbing. Too.
Just ribs.
Do you sometimes, like, incorporate, you know, our own
every
language?
Day of my life.
Oh, there's no question. It's not a stop. But from both of us.
Yeah.
You're like, that was a shoot, honey.
Yeah.
It's a fucking rib.
Mm-hmm.
God, learn how to work, bitch.
Yeah, sometimes it's in jest, but other times, you know, I'll just say, hey, can you hug me?
And you're like, are you shooting or are you working?
No, he knows.
He knows?
Yeah, he knows. We can speak telepathically, remember?
When was the last time his soldier was in your mouth?
Bubba!
Inappropriate!
Between breaks, probably.
Oh, my God!
Bubba!
She had to pee like four times today.
Because she got a urinary tract for as many times as they F.
Yeah.
They call that honeymoon disease. If you F too much, you get a urinary tract.
Yeah, that's why.
No, she drinks lots of cranberry juice. She's
good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
This has got hooked up.
She got a lifetime supply of Azo.
Yeah. Pee's bright red.
Well, I did this weekend, but anyways.
How many times did you guys do it?
A few times.
No. Like, I did it like 3 times.
Okay.
Very low for me.
Mm.
And I didn't watch any TV other than History Channel.
Yeah, other than like the 17 hours of History Channel, you didn't watch any TV.
I think I bet you I watched at least 12.
Pretty good though. Those shows are really good on the History Channel.
I like them too.
They're so well done, and then they do a reenactment of everything.
Yeah, we watch a lot of Smithsonian and what's his house.
AHC is good too.
What's that?
American History Channel up the dial a little bit.
Oh, okay. So Anna, what about Brett Favre?
Oh, can I tell a story?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, was it yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday.
Hold on, Blitz. Hold the story. We got a phone call.
Oh, Brandon, come on.
Brandon, what?
Hey, what's up, dudes?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Brandon.
What's up,
bro? Hey, I just wanted to say that Bubba Army Radio is working good, and I changed my password, and everything's...
Oh, that is good. Music to our ears, because it has been... quite the struggle.
And I'm getting a brand new wheelchair in August.
Hell yeah.
What do you do it now? Can we have your old one?
Yeah, actually, I was going to bring it to Barton's, and we can have like a bunch of Bubba Army hold me back, and we can burn out my tires because they're already bald anyway.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you get a new one, does the government pay for it?
Yeah.
All right, but do you have to trade your old one in, or they let you keep it?
They let me keep it.
Oh, then you got to let us have it.
Can we jump
Brandon.
The pond?
Yeah.
I'll put Lummy on that motherfucker. I'll put Lummy on that, and he will be a wheelchair fucking Knievel.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to burn out my tires, too, right down the street.
Well, I don't want you to do that, because, I mean, we want
to... He needs to add to the burnout patch.
Well, do they burn out or no?
We can make it happen.
All the rubber, I can, like, and in high school, I used to have a bunch of my buddies just hold my chair, and we used to burn out right in the middle of the hallway, and it would smell real bad.
That would be funny, bitch, if you got a couple of your buddies to take the weight off the back end and you're fucking
just let it spin.
And, you know, the teacher can't get you can't fuck with a handicapped kid, right? You can't send a handicapped kid to the office, right?
I mean, you got to really mess up.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, like, whip your wiener out and touch a girl's tit in order to go to the office if you got your fear in a hand, if you're a wheelchair willy.
Yeah.
But then I just say it's the cobra's fault.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, it's my fucking hand. Look at it.
It slipped. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? But listen, don't burn your tires off because we want them. What do replacement tires cost for that thing?
About 150.
For two or for one? Let me get a hold of Rick.
I would say Rick can get it for cheaper.
Rick's got time for us.
There'll be knockoffs, but it'll be all right.
I wonder if there's a market for wheelchair tires. I bet you there is.
And I'm getting Bubba Army colors.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Now, will your mom have a problem if that wheelchair's probably worth some money? They can probably trade it. They can probably sell it on like Facebook Marketplace or something.
No, they can't. It only needed about $600 worth of repairs, and the government said it's too old to repair, so we'll just buy a brand new one.
Man, that's where our tax dollars are going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are they, like $25,000?
Well, they make them real cheap now, so about probably $15,000.
$15,000 to keep you rolling around, pimp style.
Yep.
Now, so...
I'd rather them spend the money on that than some other crap they spend the money on.
Yeah, I'd rather be doing that than letting every fucking Mexican in our country.
Oh.
Yep.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, they're letting everybody in.
It's not just Mexicans.
I'm sorry. Letting every fucking degenerate in our country.
Jesus. Yeah.
Degenerate sees no ethnicity.
Right.
Thank you.
There you go. Now, for real, do you have the authorization to let us have your wheelchair? For real?
Yes, we'll bring it to Barf, and I'll bring you the charger if they give me the.
Oh, Blitz! You know we got to have Blitz. You know we got. We can go to the mall, act like one of us are fucking tweaked up.
Yeah,
for real. Yeah. Let me. Can you act R?
I hope so.
Is an act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can act more.
And you don't have to.
We'll just give him a few shots.
Yeah. No,
you're naturally drool on himself.
Oh. So let's practice. What's your name?
I'm Lummy.
Your name's what?
Lummy.
What?
Lummy.
Lummy?
L-U-M-Y.
Really, what do you want?
I want you to help me.
You want me to help you?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Get the car out of my pocket.
Get the what out of your pocket?
Quarter out of my pocket.
The quarter, that's your penis.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I like this game.
Turns Asian?
I don't know what he turns, but he scared the fuck out of me. I will tell you this. He cracked my back before the show, and he literally picked me up like a rag doll, like he did. I'm 290 pounds, and he fucking was putting me pillar to pillar, and he got like five really good cracks, too.
Really?
Good.
I love Lummy.
I love you, too, Bubba.
I'm going to do your beard tomorrow, Bubba Sassoon.
Thank you, sir.
So, now, Brandon, for real, like your mom's not going to try to sell that on...
No, because I was going to give it to one of my friend's kids, but then
fuck
I realized...
that kid.
Yeah, I know. Then I realized you guys might want to do stuff with it, so...
Will it work? Like, when you get it, will it still... Can we take it to the mall still?
Yes. Yeah, it still works. It just doesn't look very, like, some of the... Side pads are falling off.
Oh, yeah, we don't care about that.
Yeah.
Let me, Blitz, we could take it down to Tommy down at CNS Upholstery. He might be able to fucking, you know, give us a nip and roll on the deal.
Well, right now, one of the side pads is almost worn down in the middle, so it doesn't, like, cut into me. My dad's got one of those beer koozies, and he just took the plastic thing off and
rolled
it on there and duct taped it on.
We don't care if we have to duct tape it a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, little Lummy is not, you know, listen, he doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But Lummy, you and I are bigger than Brandon. So is that gonna? Are we gonna be able to fit in it, or are we gonna have to put Anna in there? Anna, can you act like a special kid?
Yeah.
Oh, Anna, do that one Wilbur voice. What's your name?
Bada.
What?
Bada.
Waldo?
Bada.
Donna?
Bada.
You're so R, we can't even understand. I mean, we have to be...
You guys are saying Bada.
And she's really into this game.
Yeah.
This is what her and Blitz play on the weekends.
Blitz, you guys are going to be checking out the wheelchair
every
weekend.
We role play every weekend.
You guys role play?
No, we didn't.
He's an R and you're an R?
No, I'm just me.
Well, listen, Brandon, will Lummy and I be able to, is it adjustable or is it only made for your ass?
Well, you can just take the, you can just take the side pads off, and then your whole back will fit on it.
But that fucking thing, will it still be able to do wheelies and all that bullshit?
Well, it can barely do wheelies with me because I've gained a couple pounds.
How much? Now, Brandon, honestly, how much do you weigh?
Don't lie.
176.
Bullshit, Brandon. You're 200. You're 250.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Last time they weighed me, I was 176.
Really?
Because my legs are really light, but my stomach's the big part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on now. And your dick ain't very big either. I've seen it.
Oh, Jesus.
But hold on now, buddy. 176 and 290, that's a lot. I don't know if that thing, let's say they push me around in it. I mean,
Blitz. Well, you can push your own button. Remember, Blitz. It's electric.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know, like, how much they'll take care of you at the Bucks game if you roll around in one of those deals?
Oh yeah.
I mean, for real. I think they take you down to the fucking field.
They
and
probably
shit.
Would.
If you go, I didn't meet Tom Brady.
Okay, here we go.
I want to meet Tom Brady, please.
Just tell me, you know, you think you're Bubba the Love Sponge.
No, I'm not going to tell him I'm thinking any. I don't know who the fuck Bubba the Love Sponge is. I'm fucking I'm Jimmy.
Tell him that you're making.
You can be my handler, Lummy.
Oh, okay.
And then when they come to you, like, you're as stupid as I am, so they're like, man, there's a dumb guy pushing a handicapped dumb guy, and they want to go meet Tom Brady.
Make a wish, baby. Tom Brady.
Meet Tom Brady.
I'm probably gonna meet Tom Brady.
I'm 56. I'm gonna die. And Lummy and Blitz, they even feel more sorry for old people that are in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, man, this poor guy's been this way all of his life. Tom Brady. You got to, you know.
Wear a little short Tom Brady shirt.
You one that's like eight sizes too small
exactly.
for me.
Exactly.
Shows my man tits. Right? Tom Brady.
He dressed himself today.
Tom would be like, hey, didn't I see you with Dion? Yeah, I got in a car wreck. Car wreck. But I mean, man, if you got handicapped, well. Listen, officer, we don't have a handicap placard, but we have a handicap fucking person. So, like, it should count, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Put him in the back of the truck. Oh, the back of the cream machine.
No, put him back in my pickup truck. And Lummy, we'll put you in the back of the pickup truck. We'll fucking wire it. I mean, we'll ratchet strap it down and drive you around in the back of a wheelchair.
I just wave it at you. Yeah.
No, you can't wave. You got to have your Cobra up there.
Yeah.
The Cobra is part of the deal, isn't it, Brandon?
Yep. Cause, trust me, that gets me to the bars
and
everything.
Yeah, hold on, but it doesn't get you any pussy. There's only one person to get you that, buddy.
That's you, buddy. Trust me, I've been telling everybody.
The pussy broker.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get a bunch of Bubba Army stickers, the new ones, and put them all over my wheelchair. Yeah. So when I
fuck
when
that,
I fly
man,
by, people can
hold
just
on.
Stand
no,
the
no,
stickers.
No. Listen, I'm asking people, put them on street signs. That's where you put them.
No, we're saying don't put them on street signs.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
Oh, we're saying, man, don't put them on street signs because street signs would be cool for a person to stop at a stoplight and snap that QR code.
And we're not about that life.
And we're not about.
Yeah, so don't do that.
We're not about, you know, messing up, you know, taxpayer signs and shit.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, can you hobble? Hello, Brandon?
I'm still here.
Can you be extra? First of all, when does your new wheelchair get here?
Well, it comes in parts. One part might be here tomorrow, and then the other part might be here like 2 weeks. So by then,
so like in about a month, you'll have it all?
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you preserve your wheelchair and like not have your dad just, you know, junk it? Because we really want it. Like, we really want it. You owe it to us.
Yeah, well, motherfucker.
That's fine. Because I was just going to sit in the closet and I was thinking
I'm just saying, not only to like take good care, make you hook it up to the charger, make sure it, you know, take good care of it now.
So you want me to get it in once a week and make sure the battery's still running
because once we get it, I'm going to have Blitz go through it and see if we can order some fucking parts for it cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soup it up.
You can buy everything on Amazon.
I know. What kind is it? Because Blitz will start.
I'll make that motherfucker do about 35 miles an hour.
Blitz will have that motherfucker so customed out.
Yep.
It'll be better than your new one,
fuck
bitch.
Yeah.
What kind you got?
I tore the little sticker off, but I think it's an Invacare.
How you spell it?
N-I-N-V-Care, I think.
All right, so you think it's an Invacare. What model do you think it is?
It's been so long, I don't even know what model it is.
God damn it, Brandon. How are we going to be able to order parts for it if we don't know what it is?
Yeah, Brandon.
Once I get the new one, I can ask the...
care wheel chairs.
It's electrical chairs.
I-N-V-A-C-A-R-E.
I-N-V-A, that's what I got.
Okay.
All right, here, let me just go over here. I'll get a Google violation on this deal. Invacare.com. I don't want one of these old... hold on.
There's the power wheelchairs.
Power wheelchairs. Okay, perfect. Is it the... Oh, I think he's got the A-V-I-V-A, because yours goes... Like, it's got the Storm series, the TDX series, and then it's got
It's a TDX. It's a TDX.
It is a TDX?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. TDX. Now, is it the non-powered seating or the powered seating?
It's a powered, because remember
the powered seating.
Yeah, fucking tilts like a motherfucker.
Right. All right, hold on. We're going through.
We're
going
to get Lummy to lay out flat in the fucking, in the mall and just drive around.
Yeah, Lummy. Lummy. You're going to
tell. You can't lay it out flat and drive because unless you can override that.
Oh, I'll override
Lummy,
it.
Listen, Lummy, you get in it, okay? Yeah. And then Ashley is like, you know, not pushing it because it powers itself, but they allow, you know, they allow a handler, and then you got a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you motherfuckers would have better seating at the Bucks than the Diacos.
Oh, 100%. We'd be on the field. They'd probably let me snap the ball a couple times.
Yeah, the fifth inning.
Snap the ball.
You can score a few touchdowns
right,
in the fifth inning.
Hold on now. We got the SP. We got the SP2. Okay, do you know what yours cost about? Because it looks like they're going for
they're
about
seven, $8,000.
$8,000 here.
$25,000 was the old one.
How much?
$25,000.
Yeah, $8,000 if you buy it, but if you go through insurance, it's $25,000.
Oh.
You know how that goes.
We know how that goes. Do you know what you don't know what model you got, do you, buddy? Because right now
it's an old one too, so.
Yeah.
It's 2014.
2014.
It's old as hell.
Multiple acculator system. Bariatric 50-degrees tilt.
Oh, if you click on page two of that, Bubba, there's one for like $11,000.
Page two. 15 products. See the next five. No, brand. Okay, hold on here.
Do you see the one for like 11,000 something?
Yeah, that's probably
that's
what
the
he's
best
got.
One I got on the website.
I guarantee you, Brandon, that's what you got. You got an Invacare TDX SP2X power wheelchair.
Yep.
Yeah, he just says yeah.
And the thing that I've seen some people do that they have handlers but can't drive their own chair. They just unplug the thing and they carry. And the person that's walking behind them just carries the joystick with them.
The little remote deal, yeah.
Yeah, just runs the deal.
So let me just turn it off and then like you can't. And so mm-hmm. Ashley has a little remote control because she has to drive you because you're so fucked up you can't drive.
She's gonna find the nearest fucking thing of stairs.
And then she throw me down it.
And
be like,
see you later, bitch.
Be like, we were faking it before this. Now it's for real, you stupid fuck.
See you later.
And then,
Walker, say goodbye to your fucking art out dad.
Bye, daddy.
Bye, dada.
Yeah.
And then you know what? So, you know what one of my friends did to me one time because I hit him with the balls?
What?
So we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, right? And we're waiting in line to get our table. And you can hit this button on my chair. And so I won't move. So before they left me, before we went to our table, he just hit the button, and I didn't realize that he hit it. And then
I'm exhausted listening to him.
Oh, my God.
I had to ask people to help me. I was cussing them out because I couldn't move.
Listen, Brandon, I'm getting you some pussy, and I want your old wheelchair. We got to sell a deal or not?
Yeah, it's a goddamn deal.
Now, I got to have one of these days, I need your mom to call me. Because I don't want to put, like, I don't want to make you think you have to do it. I want your mom, you know, to make sure that she okays this.
And make sure it's not some like back end. If you don't return it, you got to pay eight grand or some shit.
Yeah, and you're just giving it.
It's not like I asked the guy as soon as cause we went to like the therapy place, and I asked him, "What do you do with the old one?" He said, "You can keep it."
Okay, well, but right. Okay, but your mom still has to haul it down here and shit. So you got to make sure that it's okay with her. Here, I'm going to be your mom, and you're going to we're going to practice asking. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm coming home. Oh, Brandon, it looks like I need to clean out your catheter. It looks like you jerked off about four times today.
I already did do that.
Okay. So I let me clean you out here and put a new little condom catheter on. So how was your day today, honey? My day sucked because you're my kid. But anyway, anyway, honey, we're just counting those days down until we get to see Bubba and you get some more pussy. How else is going on, honey? What's going on?
Mom, I called into Bubba today, and I told him he could have my wheelchair. Is that okay?
Well, honey, you know we were going to put that on Marketplace and try to get $500 or $600 for it, baby. How do you think we're going to pay for that trip?
Christmas money?
Brandon, Santa Claus isn't real. That's Santa Claus is me and your dad, and we're in the middle of a recession right now, Brandon. We were gonna get $600 or $700 for that. That was gonna completely pay for us just the fuel to get out of Iowa. Costs fucking $700. Yeah. I mean, it costs money, honey. You don't have never had a job. You don't know. Well, I guess you used to assemble widgets for $8 for 3 weeks. But I'm just saying.
And I used to have a paper route too.
What'd you do? Roll your wheelchair?
Who the fuck gives you a paper route?
Hold on, we gotta break this down. You had a Brandon. How did you have a paper route, buddy?
Well, I had like four streets, but my mom won't let me do two streets. She put a flag on me and
put a flag on the chair, and then would you like have a wagon?
No, she put a fairway sack, like a grocery sack full of papers, over my joystick, because you could roll it over, and then I just roll up there and try to throw the paper, but I didn't throw it very far.
Brandon, Blitz, goddamn it, the paper guy can't seem to get it to the door, you know?
Right, the cars are running over 10 times.
But he's in a wheelchair. Oh, okay, well, God bless him. I'll make sure I give him a 50 for Christmas.
And he was a big-time DJ, too.
Now, Brandon, will you do it like if we have an outdoor system? Will you do a guest set for us?
Sure, I can do some wookie wookie.
Now, like, do you have like your own turntables and shit? Like, when you used to do your DJ, and what type of equipment did you use?
What do you mean? I started doing made $300 last weekend.
What?
She's made $300 last weekend.
I know, but like how Jeff Adams is watching us on Facebook.
The Jeff Adams,
who's like a big time producer for somebody now.
Steven Crowder.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Yep. You might be doing better than all of us, Jeff. Motherfucker.
Flying on private jets every weekend.
Jesus. Oh, is he still living in Lakeland or have to relocate?
I think he still lives around here.
I think he had moved to Austin or something like that.
Oh, did he?
I think that's where. Is that where Crowder's based out of?
I don't know.
Is Crowder a big time operation?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Louder with Crowder.
Put a good word in for us, Jeff Adams. You know how fucking talented we are, please. We got a handicapped guy. We just broke it ourselves a brand new wheel. I mean,
right, we got a new wheelchair now.
15-year wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
The content. No,
it's only 8.
Yeah, but you've been hard on it. I see how you fuck. You don't change oil on it. You don't take care of it at all.
On one of my very first ones, I used to do like little demolition derbies with my cousins.
Exactly.
And the battery started leaking.
Now, Anna, would you? Could we take you to the mall as, a wheelchair girl? I mean, Blitz, seeing a guy on a wheelchair is one thing, but when you see a hot chick that's in a wheelchair, that's kind of a unicorn rarity.
Do I just have to be in the wheelchair or do I really have to spice it up?
No. First of all, you have to do your hair and look hot as shit like the way you can at times.
Okay.
And then you just got to act like you're a little fucked up.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
But we want you to look hot.
I can do that.
Because, Blitz, you never see a hot, chicken
Just drink a few cloths first.
Yeah, well, hey, we'll get you on some microdosing with a fucking Delta 9 kicker. And then,
oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Give you some gummies.
Blitz, we'll get her a Jesus. Delta 9.
Yep.
Fuck that.
With a couple Mitch DeMarc's fucking mushroom micros. Yeah. And then with
I don't want to have an existential crisis at the mall.
Yeah. And you're like, but you got, Anna, you got to kind of, you got to practice the Cobra. You know, because that's the way, that's what Brandon's got. He's got like that one arm. And Brandon, we want you to know we're not making fun of you. You're part of the
show. I know that.
You're part of the show. You know, you're part. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
This is awesome.
Yeah, you're part of the show. You know, you're motherfucking practically a Hall of Famer. You know that shit.
That should be trademarked, the Cobra.
Yeah, so, and so, Anna, you got to put, like, you know, the, you got to have one arm that operates the controller.
Like the teacup.
One arm operates the controller.
Yeah, that's actually perfect.
And then, are you watching me do it right now, Brandon?
Yeah.
So a Cobra here, Anna, and then. Now, which one of your arms operates the controller? Your left?
The right one.
Oh, your right one.
Okay.
So left one's Cobra.
So left one's Cobe.
Okay.
And then this one.
I think I got it.
All right, let's see.
But you gotta hold it in towards the shoulder more.
Up to the shoulder more?
Yeah.
There you go, Anna. Anna, you don't look. You got to fuck your face up a little bit more.
Okay, like, hold on.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Like. Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Blitz, are you doing it the way you want her face?
Oh, I'll fuck her face up.
Oh, hold on. Blitz is gonna. Blitz is there. You go, Anna. There you go. You gotta look like you got a tinge of Downs on you. Yeah. Lummy, you go ahead and do it again. You look like. You look
yeah,
like.
Lummy, let's see, Lummy.
Like, put your hair down, Lummy, and really R it up. Okay. Let's. Lummy might be. Hold on. Yeah, Lummy. Really are it up.
That's not like this stretch.
What? I mean, you. This is all too real, Lummy. Stop. You're scaring me.
Looks like he's in a straitjacket.
So, Anna, we got to be. I got to do. We, you know what? We all have to do it once.
I will.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And play. Anna, you look like you're constipated. You don't look like you are.
Why can't you be both?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Trust me, I get constipated sometimes.
Yeah, okay. See, there you go. Right. Perfect.
Now, listen, Brandon. I mean,
Do they give you pain pills, Brandon?
You've been in the wheel.
Stop.
You've been in a wheelchair all your life. Like, do you totally get VIP service everywhere you go?
Fuck yeah, dude.
No, like,
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, give me some example. Like, when you go to the Iowa wrestling matches, do they like you? I think you sit down by the coach, don't you?
Well, I'm right next to the tunnel where the wrestlers come out of.
Right, and do they all fucking give you like? Do they all know who you are?
Yes, they do. But I've even had the coach come over to me and squeeze my leg, and it scares the shit out of me because. His grip's really strong.
They need to throw you down on the ground and flop you around a little, like put some moves on you. You know what I'm saying? They need to put him in a uniform with the earmuffs on and shit, you know, and have him go out.
Wait, when you used to wrestle?
Hold on, yeah. How did you ever wrestle, Brandon?
Yeah, they staged the matches for me when I was 8 years old.
They would stage them?
Yeah.
Oh, so they'd get an able-bodied guy to go in there and get pinned by you?
Yep.
Blitz, we could have them stage stuff for us. We'd be full body. We'd be fucking kicking their ass, right? Because they're just there.
Hell yeah.
They're just half speeding it, right? They're like, you know, hey, listen, you know, let this guy. Like how about the mall or restaurants or the movies and all? Like, is it front row? I mean, it's probably VIP front row for it all, isn't it?
Well, just for like a couple of weeks ago, I went to this diner place and opened at like 6 a.m., but I didn't go. But I had to go to a bar that was open by 9 o'clock, so
man,
my mom Brandon, had to get her.
Brandon, you're really fucked up today. We can't even understand you. It's painful.
His phone's all has a bad connection.
Yeah, are you squeezing your cheek against the phone or something?
Nope. I'm just all excited, and
You're a cool guy in us right now. That's what you call cool guy. What a guy won't
call. No, I got to go to grip on the phone now. Is that better?
What?
Is that better now?
I mean, that was, but
yeah,
your connection itself isn't that great
your
either.
Your connection's bad.
Don't get a big bad storm here. Sure. Last night.
Big bad storm. Yeah, you got.
Yeah, knocked out your cell service.
Knocked out your cell service. You're on fucking 3G right now, buddy.
Yep.
I don't even think Iowa has 4G yet, do they?
We have 5G, actually, but it's not. It's shitty.
You got an iPhone 1?
No, I got a Motorola Power G 2021.
So, Brandon, you got to make sure that you ask your mom, because I don't want any heat, because she's going to have to haul it down here. And the son of a bitch weighs a couple hundred pounds, doesn't it?
The good thing is,
Brandon, take a deep breath. Slow down. Slow down, buddy. You're really on the chip today, buddy. You're banging the chip. Blitzy's ready to spin a main bearing right now. Yeah, he's banging the chip. Just slow down, buddy, okay? Slow down. Take a deep breath. Count to five out loud.
1, 2, 4, 5.
Okay.
Quit trying to be funny, Brandon. Leave the funny to us. You were leave the handicap to you. Leave the funny to us, buddy.
Okay.
Slow down. You know who your buddy is. We've been buddies since 2006, have we not?
2007, maybe 2009.
What, do you have a one-year interruption there?
I guess.
You didn't even have to call in for 2 years.
Yep.
How was that mean back in the day?
Yeah, you told me that's coming. Yeah.
Hold on, Brandon.
Don't call for a year.
So 2007, you pissed me off, and I told you not to call for 2 years, so you waited 2 years?
Yep.
And what did you do to make me so mad, Brandon? And I'm so very...
Because I told you I was a regular on the Playboy Morning Show. They called me Lazy Legs.
You were a regular on what show?
The Playboy Channel.
Oh, so you were a regular on the Playboy Channel, and I thought that was competition, so I told you to fuck off and not call me for 2 years.
Yes.
Sounds like something arrogant, stupid, fucking mean-ass Bubba would have done, so yeah, you know.
And I waited for 2 years.
Well, God bless your little soul. Now I'm so honored that you're my friend. I mean, listen, did I not do the ultimate payback, my friend? Listen, Playboy Channel didn't get you any pussy now, did they?
Nope.
No, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, you did.
It was worth the 2 year layoff, wasn't it, buddy?
Brandon, did a dog chase you on your paper route?
Well, there was this one house that had a black lab, so I would never go there because he was too playful and I couldn't outrun him, so I was like, Mom, I'm not going to the house again. You guys do it for me.
Oh, man. Thankfully, it wasn't a lab pit bull mix.
Bite his throat. Rip it out.
Laborator.
Yeah, Laborator.
Yeah. The crew did get a chance to see Bella.
Yes.
And isn't she a cutie?
She is.
Yeah.
She's a little, she gets a little excited. Clay, $10 on the Venmo. Thank you very much. she's a puppy, and she gets a little excited. And the crick didn't have the equalizer with her because she doesn't believe in it like I do. But I could have had her a little more calmer.
Yeah. Okay.
Very beautiful dog.
I think she's going to be a good dog, I hope.
Me too. We'll see until next week.
Yeah. We'll see till she has till Saturday. Then it's Gonsville because she's a three-time turn back.
Say it again.
Anyway, Brandon. A lot of times when I say I need your mom's approval, you'll have her call in. So maybe, you know, can she call in the next couple days and just say, hey, it's Brandon's mom, you know, and Brandon had this kooky idea that he wanted to give you his wheelchair. But I told Brandon now that we already have that wheelchair spoken for. We have it sold for $305 to the people down the road now. So Brandon, you know, he was a little wrong on that. I hope it's okay. We'll be like, it's okay. By the way, his mom's hot and I got a lot of, including Ty J. Armstrong, wants to bust it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ty J was in chat a minute ago.
She's cute.
Let me ask you a question, Brandon. If you had to pick
Ty J says he's in Miami and he hates it down here.
Yeah, Little Cuba.
Yeah, Little Cuba, he called it.
Yeah, well, he can roll down Little Cuba and not worry about shit.
He still said he hates it.
He's a fucking thug. Big thug. So that should be his new name, Big Thug.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh.
I'm not responding.
Ruh-roh. So... So, and it even makes it funnier that we're the only ones that know, right?
Yeah.
Ruh-roh. So, now,
I'm looking at the Taco Bell menu, by the way.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Fucking Taco Bell. I don't know why. I just got a Taco Bell hankering.
I kind of want one.
Fucking
too.
Awesome. Taco Bell rules.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what? They're no longer. It's no longer inexpensive.
Oh,
no,
dude, not Taco Bell is expensive as fuck now.
It's the same shit,
and it
too.
Has, and it has been for a while.
Like, yeah, it's been the same
shit. It stopped being cheap like 5 or 6 years ago.
You're right. 59 cents off shell tacos. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, Brandon.
Yep.
I forget what I was going to say now.
Taco Bell.
Oh, you're going to have to say, Mom, if we don't get Bubba the wheelchair, I'm not going to get any pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't worry. It's on the phone on Thursday on the after show, so she doesn't have to worry about cussing, because you know she cusses a lot.
Yeah, she's got potty mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just need her approval, and I need you not to give her a hard time. If she's got it sold, we certainly understand, but if she doesn't, man, we want it bad. We could do so much.
No,
with-
it's not sold. I just, I was giving it away, but then I thought, well, these guys can use it, so I'll just have to tell my buddy's son, fuck, I forgot, it's already spoken for.
Hold on.
Oh, you're taking the fucking wheelchair from some handicapped kid?
Hold on.
What the fuck, Brandon?
Brandon, you're not, no. Brandon, you can't tell us that. You can't tell. Brandon.
No.
We're going to get Brandon.
Brandon.
We're going to get so much heat.
Man.
We can't.
No.
Bubba the Love Fund show takes handicapped kids
and they're using it to do stunts at the fucking mall.
Why, this kid is
in fucking burnouts.
Some little kid in Iowa still has got a manual deal. He was headed for me.
Yeah, by wheelchair.
Motherfucker sitting in the corner because we got the wheelchair.
No, it's my best friend's son that rides dirt bikes, and he wanted to take him on the dirt bike.
Oh, fucking,
oh yeah,
man,
fuck that guy.
Him.
I mean, if it was a handicapped kid that was,
you know, I don't hang out with other handicapped.
Fuck those kids, man.
He wants to be the number one handicap.
Yeah, you got to be the number. You got to be the number one handicap, don't you? You know what? You don't want any kids stealing your handicap fucking gimmick, do you?
Look what happened to David. He hung out with me and he died.
Yeah, true. So, Lemmy, would you jump it off the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be...
No, you wouldn't.
I'd jump it off the stage.
Oh, I think
you're so full of shit.
I think you'd hurt. I think you'd get hurt.
Fucking pie face yourself.
No, I think you'd get hurt.
You don't think I would kind of like go in the back wheel?
Brandon,
oh, yeah. How you gonna pop a fucking wheelie, Lemmy?
Lemmy, you... Lemmy,
come on.
Lemmy.
Those things weigh like 2,000 pounds,
let's just,
man. Come on.
Let's just start with taking you to the mall and seeing if we can get you something for free or something.
Right. Yeah, let's just start with that then.
Or a Bucks game.
Jesus.
That's where the true test is. How far can you get with a Bucks game?
Yep.
There you go.
Don't take me there.
Well, they don't even, and then, they don't Lemmy, even check for the package at the concert.
Hey, Lemmy.
Yeah, Lemmy, when they don't do shit, just get up and be like, what the fuck is that? Why don't you guys let a handicap
Lemmy,
guy
Lemmy,
in
Lemmy.
Here?
You need to buy like a ticket in the very top section of the 300, like the top, you know, where the flags are when they raise the flags. You know, like you couldn't get a wheelchair up there if
where
your
the
life depended.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, this is where my ticket is. And they're like, sir, you're in 380. Like, there's, you know, that's where they raise
row
the flags.
Z.
Okay, I'll take the 50-yard line then.
You know, I got a ticket.
I bought it from some guy on the side of the road.
You don't say that. You bought it from the Buccaneer wheel.
Yeah.
Oh.
I bought it right there at the box office.
Fucking ticket booth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, sir, we can't get... I know you can't get me up there, but I went and watched the ball game. And then, listen, we'll put you here in the... And I think they had... I'm actually...
Put you in the fucking pirate ship.
Let me look at handicap seating here.
It's all around the 100 level.
Handicap... seating, Raymond James. Boom. Hold on here, Lemmy. They're going to give me, this is where you're going to be sitting for all the Bucks game. Lemmy, hold on, which is far better than the 900 level that you sit in. Lemmy, look at this. Oh, they want you to plan your visit.
Oh, jeez.
Parking and transportation. Lemmy, I'm thinking that you get like unbelievable.
Parking.
Here we
go. Parking's always the best.
Accessible parking. Here, Lemmy, ready?
It's still $20, though.
Yeah, Lemmy's got money.
I can roll.
Accessible
roll
seating is available in all areas of the stadium, including the club level and luxury suites. Gurney viewing positions are available in the end zone areas.
With Dr. Dan.
Oh, yeah, because I've been to concerts where they bring people on gurneys that need to stay in bed all day.
Oh my God! Really?
They have to. They gotta have a certain amount of that.
Yeah,
I mean, just take that from here to the game, right it there, not pay for parking.
No, Lemmy, I don't know if it'll make it that far. What's the?
Yeah, it has a 15-mile battery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tampa Sports Authority supervisor have many areas where wheelchairs can plug into power stations for recharging, for respirators, etc.
Yeah, Lummy, you'd be fucking. Then you carry the kid.
Yeah.
You know, because handicapped people can have kid. Your dick works.
Yeah,
right?
It sure does.
Sometimes.
Right. And so, there we go.
Ooh, we can fill out the special needs request
now,
form.
Now, Lummy, I'm trying to see. Lummy, I'm trying to see, like, I think this is where they put you in between, like, you know, like this is where Walker and your wife would sit, and then they put you right here.
Yeah, I get right in the middle.
I just need to know where that's at. Where is that, Lummy?
They have it all around
the stadium.
Yeah, it's all have it all around.
So I'd be jobbed out by in the 300 level, but, you know, I just roll my way into Dan's suite.
Which I don't mind, but they still make your companion, or what do they call it? Your
handler?
Yeah, they still make you pay for full price tickets.
Well, yeah, Lummy's already got tickets.
Yeah.
Lummy's going to come up with, Lummy, like, what, is this the 300 level up here?
Yeah.
Like, Lummy, buy a ticket right here. Look where my mouse is.
Yeah, I see it. Halloween right? in the top corner.
Yeah, buy a ticket right there, and you're going to get a sit right here. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, you're 50 yards closer to the action.
Yeah, in my wheelchair.
And the best thing is, you can sneak in your own cups
Lummy, they're not going to fuck with you. You're going to have a flask and everything.
I put that under my testicles.
But you know what I do?
But hear me out. When you go through security, your thing's metal anyway, so it's like they can't even really fucking wand you, can they?
Yeah, they just do an eye check, and I just put my pee bottle over what I want underneath it.
Lummy, we'll get a fucking bag of piss and strap it to your leg. Blitz, nobody wants to frisk the guy with the bag of piss.
That's what Brian just said.
Yeah.
Anything he wants to get in, he hides behind the pee bag.
So
the plastic urinal that my mom can empty the bag into, they don't even want to touch that. So we
Nobody wants to fuck with your piss.
Yeah.
So, Lummy, we'll take like some apple juice or something and pour it in the bag.
A mixer.
Yeah. Actually, Lummy, we'll get a brand new piss bag that's ever been used, and we'll fill it full of Jack and Coke.
Yellow Gatorade.
Yellow Gatorade and vodka, and have the tube that you just suck on and be like, he likes to drink his own piss.
He's a piss drinker, man. What can we say?
Listen, he's really fucked up, and he likes to drink his
own piss. Yeah, he gets drunk of his own piss.
So, please don't... Please don't judge him. He's a piss drinker.
It's part of his disability.
Yeah, it's part of his disability. And then Lummy is like, I'm thirsty for my piss.
Me want piss.
By the end of the night, he'll be acting like that no matter what.
Me want piss. Say it, Lummy.
Me want piss. Yeah. I'll see my pee's out. I'll give you my pee.
Lummy's going to get into this. Lummy's going to check the wheelchair out every weekend. Yeah.
Where are you going? Going to the game.
Lummy, so you fucking fill the bag full of... yellow Gatorade and just chalked full of vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Just enough yellow tinge to make it look good. And now, Brandon, what's the capacity on your piss bag? Brandon.
Stop drinking your piss
phone
and answer
finally
questions.
Gave up.
Brandon,
did his cordless phone finally give up?
Yeah.
I picture Brandon speaking on a 90s cordless phone.
He's just got a shitty old cell phone.
Uh-oh. This weekend, Blitz, I just watched a lot of TV.
Okay.
And the merch crick had to go somewhere.
Okay.
And it's before we got Bella, and I forget where the fuck she had to go. But I was watching TV, and I stumbled upon the Antenna Network, which they play they play all this old shit, like Facts of Life.
Sure.
And fucking Different Strokes and shit. Well, they were playing... And it was a sitcom from 1980 to 82, and then it got canceled and been picked back up in 85 in syndication. I think it was called Living the Life, or it was about these girls that were waitresses in Los Angeles, and this real cheese fucking ball that was the piano entertainment guy, and Living the Life or I don't know, but I actually was mesmerized by like three episodes, and then. I was like, what am I fucking thinking? I get channel.
It's a living.
It was called It's a Living. And if I played the trailer, you guys would completely clown me out. And you should see these girls' hair from the 80s. Oh, my God.
I'll take my hair right now.
No, you got hot Jewish girl hair.
Oh, thank you.
Anna, will Blitz, let's make a rule. Let's make a BRN employee rule, and including Rhett, that everybody has to be the R one time in the in the wheelchair.
That's fine.
I'll do it.
Including you, Anna. You have to be an R.
Okay.
That we take to the mall.
Yep.
And but you got to R out. Be like, yeah, ice cream. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yogi.
And let me, your gimmick is you drink your own piss. Yes, but it's really a... It's Brandon, just... is this you?
Yeah, I accidentally hit the mute button with my finger.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Hold on. Lemmy, did you send
is
me
this
that?
It? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't play that.
I didn't know if that was a show, though.
Yeah, this is it. This is the show. And I
shitty.
It's a living?
The Sega
Hold
graphics.
On. Blitz called it shitty. The title is called what, Blitz?
It's shitty.
Shitty.
Yeah.
And...
It's called the Antenna Network needed some fucking filler space.
Yeah,
they bought this whole series for $5.
Yeah.
But Bubba loves it.
But I was watching this shit, and
some hotties. Well,
Susan Sullivan looked good back then.
Yeah, I was watching all this, and it was just like, I watched it literally, Anna, for 3 episodes, which was, that was the one that I thought
those
was
those are 80s hotties right there.
Yeah, those
man.
Are. Yeah, they're hot. I mean... Yeah, I mean, I might have been...
Their girl next door hot.
I forget what her name was, but she
Toehead
was...
Toehead Jones.
Well, that's...
Got blonde-ass hair. Obviously died.
No, what's her name?
Jillian?
Yeah.
The last chick they just showed is 69 years old
Aunt
now.
And Jillian, and she Hell got, like, yeah. breast cancer or something like that.
Oh.
And, like,
oh. Yeah. Is she alive?
I think she, I think they may have sawed it off or something. And then this cheese dick. This guy's the biggest cheese dick
Paul
of all.
Kreppel.
Yeah.
Kreppel.
So, Brandon, on your piss bag, what's the capacity of it so we know what type, how much volume Lummy's going to be able to take in alcohol?
Well, it's 1,000 mil. It's 1,000 milliliters, but...
That guy's 75 years old now.
God.
But you guys don't even have to do that. You can see what you do is you just sit in the middle of the line where there's people behind you, so and they want to get... people through really fast, so they just say, "You're good, come on through."
And you can just... so you let me. He's teaching us some wheel trick, some handicap tricks. You ready? Blitz, you find the longest line and you get in that, and so there's a bunch of people behind you and your potential bottleneck. So they just fast track you right on through.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can just bring like the little bottles of vodka or Jack in, and they don't even care, and all you got to do is buy the pop. So I did that at the State Fair a bunch of times.
Yeah. Now, Lummy, can we really R you out, though, like straighten your hair and put it in your eyes?
Of course. And then when we're sitting in a long line, it's hot, I'll just make noises.
I'll be like, man, take him
to, like, Busch Gardens
Blitz,
or something.
Blitz, I saw this 6'5" fucking handicapped dude. He looked like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Maybe it was him.
I saw me and Anna saw Lummy at a Mexican restaurant.
Trace Amigos.
But you don't see big lumbering handicapped guys.
Because they usually die at 15.
No, Brandon says he sees them all the time.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking in the wrong
places. He won't hang out with him, though.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, he's the one and only.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon LaQuad, one of these days, if you could have your mom call in, you know, we always have to go through your mom.
Yeah, we
got good things. Good morning.
Yeah.
Tajay wants
potentially.
What a fucking
Tajay wants one too. Tajay, fucking former player, rolling in with his 86 jersey. Tajay wants one because we all know, man. If you know how to work the gimmick, man.
Yeah.
Now, Lummy, if we lean you back like this, if the more you lean back, the more R you look.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you need to sickle your feet a lot.
You can't. You can't tilt the chair too much and drive because it'll lock itself out unless Blitz can fix it.
No,
yeah,
we'll
bypass
get
that.
Blitz will run the bypass switch.
Yeah.
Blitz will have
supercharge it.
Blitz will get on the dark web and find all fucking cheater parts for this thing, and we'll have this thing. You know.
Yeah. Yep. And actually, you can just put like a. You can get on the internet and download all the computer stuff onto a hard drive, and then you can just.
Blitz already has all the schematics and shit. Blitz is ready to solder and all kinds of shit on it.
And I already said it.
We're gonna put a horn blaster on there. Can you imagine?
If
you
it'll get to 38 miles an hour. It says
no for real,
yeah.
Blitz.
Yeah,
you can get it going 38.
Uh huh.
Brandon, is he being real?
You can buy a chip that you can just
30.
It'll probably do like 10, maybe.
Yeah, 10. That's all.
But 10's pretty fast.
Fuck yeah,
I can't even handle 6.
I can't. Ten's pretty fast. I can't even handle 6.
Yeah, because I've gone off the curb at the strip club before. Right on my face.
Well, this motherfucker, when we took him to the casino, he was running over everybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
He doesn't give a fuck. He'll run right over you.
But here's the deal. But Blitz, they don't fuck with you if you're like, oh, so sorry, buddy. Like,
it was us. He was running over us.
I know.
He didn't even care.
But still, you can't get heat. Like, you can't punch a guy in a wheelchair in the face.
I wanted to.
I know.
Motherfucker kept running over my feet.
Lummy, you're going to be the best R. And then we got to have Anna. Anna, you and Lummy are going to have going to be the two best R's.
We will.
I don't know. I feel
Anna,
like
can we Anna, can we frizz your hair all out? Like,
yeah, it's not already frizzy. I'll bring some scrunchies. Usually, people wear scrunchies.
Can we white rain it out like you're in the 80s?
Oh, God. Poof it out?
Yeah.
I feel like it's already kind of poofed out.
Oh, he means you really
have no idea. I'm really
poofing all right.
It
yeah,
out.
Sure. Why not?
And they really cater to the guys with helmets on.
Oh, Lummy.
Can I get Ty J's old Bucks helmet and put it on?
Listen, put it
on backwards.
No, but listen, then as a question, be like, listen, he identifies as a.
I'm Ty J. I played the 80s.
You did?
I played 93.
You did? What college did you go to?
Mississippi. Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought it was Old Miss.
I got stone hands, see? Stone hands.
You got stone hands, but you could block.
I'm tough guy.
We can have Anna carry your counterfeit Brett Favre bullets in there.
I got stone hands, but I can block. Say it.
I got stone hands, but I block. Not good.
Oh shit!
Did you see the one touchdown that Ty J had from Trent? It was like an 86 yarder. It was his longest one ever. Did you see it?
No, I didn't know.
You've never seen that one?
No.
Hold on.
Ty J had, honest to God,
J had like an 86 yarder for real.
You sure it wasn't Jackie Harris then?
Listen, find it. Find the fucking replay. We'll play it.
Can't play the audio.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to play the audio.
Oh, no.
But when you guys see 86, he was fucking gone. I think I think it might have been blown coverage. You know, Ty J, did you have good hands?
No, I had old hands. Yeah. Back good, though.
Good blocker.
I got that down by Trent Dilfer.
Now, I think, how many touchdowns did Ty J have total?
If I count them on my one hand.
No, I bet you he had 13 or 14.
I'm just kidding.
But
I'm strong.
Better be.
All right,
and
Brandon.
If you guys go to Busch Gardens, you can sneak up the backside and get on the ride before anybody else.
Oh, let me. They
and ride twice without getting off.
Lummy, they let you cut.
I know, that's why I said taking a Busch Gardens.
Ty J had three times.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Touchdowns.
All right, but one of them was like an 74-yarder, I think.
I think that probably was a 94 then.
Yeah. Find Ty J Armstrong, 74-yard touchdown. He might be texting me right now and giving me the stats on the deal. No,
he's probably
not.
Telling me to go F myself.
Oh, he's going to kill you.
I know.
Like, he will beat the fuck out of you.
I know.
Like, for real.
That's a real thug.
Rut-row.
I love you, Ty J.
Rut-row.
Pinkster.
Yeah.
Don't mess up with Ty J. You'll get a rut-row. So anyway, Brandon the Quad, I want your mom to call me. I want to make this official so we can start planning some handicap high spots.
Yep.
Okay, buddy?
Yep.
All right, see you later.
See you
later. Yeah, all amusement parks have a handicap seat that they flop little Johnny on.
Mm-hmm.
And but Lummi, you might be too big.
I am.
Well, I don't think Lummi is clamoring to get on in many rides these days.
Oh, he's afraid, right?
Yeah, I'm a big pussy, big pussy.
I'm not. If I could lose just a little.
You're the only one
that's not. I'll ride any fucking roller coaster ride there is. Known to man.
Not me.
Rhett, are you a roller coaster?
Yeah, I'm going also.
Yeah, he is.
So, Rhett, can I be? Listen,
you too.
Me and you, Rhett. You'll be the R, and I'll be the handler.
Kind of like here, that's now.
Kind of like. it doesn't really change much from our corporate dynamic.
Right.
Lummi, how can you not find?
I can't find the Ty J Armstrong touchdown. There's only three of them, and I can't find the one that went on video.
He went like, honest to God, it might have been 80. It might have been 80 yards.
Did you see it on YouTube?
Yes. Yes, it might have been 80 yards, and I think it might have been against Detroit.
Oh, of course.
Let me call that motherfucker up.
Oh, no, he's on
top of a fucking antenna tower in Miami.
That's true.
In Miami, yeah.
Miami.
He's getting down right now and getting his station wagon and coming to kick my ass.
He's getting a Subaru.
Subaru.
Poor guy.
Was it 91 yarder? 1992, 81 yards, Lummi. Now, you wouldn't even believe that if I told you now, would you?
Yeah, Ty J's probably one of the best tight ends. He was my favorite player from 92.
Find it for
95.
Me.
That's all the shit you were just talking a minute
what
ago.
What year was it?
He said 92.
92, 81 yards.
Okay.
Bitch, didn't you go 81 yards one time on a touchdown?
Hello?
Is this Ty J?
What's up, bro?
You're live on the air.
You're live on the air.
Therefore,
I was telling Lummi. Lummi was calling you Stonehand.
Oh, no. That was not me. That was the handicap version.
Fucking Ty J went 81 yards one time. I saw it on TV. I mean, I saw the replay on it. Didn't you go 81?
Yeah, that's a record, big dog.
Yeah, that's right,
for
Lummi.
For tight ends in the history of the Bucks, for sure.
Yeah, what? Lummi, not Jackie Harris, Lummi, you fucker. Yeah.
Ty J,
yeah,
what's going on down there?
I heard Lummi marking out to Jackie one day on the show.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, Jackie was the receiving tight end.
Yeah, I knew that, but you did all the rough work.
To do the hammering.
Yeah.
They put me in to do the hammering. So when we was running the ball and we were third and two, you knew 86 was coming in to handle that business.
When you had to put a fucking shoulder pad on Mike Singletary, who'd they bring in?
Exactly.
They brought into 86.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see that. You don't see that part.
No.
That's not the glory of the game.
When Eric Rett got 9 yards on the right side, it was 86 brother that was in there chipping.
Hey, every year he played for the Bucks, he had 1,000 yards rushing.
That's right.
Yeah, because of Ty J. Mm-hmm.
Reggie Cobb too.
Ty J is amazing.
Who was a better running back? Who was a better running back, Rhett or Cobb?
I think it was two different styles, you know.
Rhett was
a slasher, and then you had one. Rhett was just straight up the middle, and he could take it outside too, but he liked to run it up the middle.
But Rhett, liked to bounce it out, didn't he?
Yeah, Reggie did. Reggie liked to bounce outside.
But what Warwick was that way? Wasn't Dunn that way too?
I didn't play with Warwick. I was gone by then.
Now, who was a fullback when you were there?
I think Anthony McDowell and a couple other guys. I don't remember.
Did you ever get one in the back when the fullback's just going full steam ahead and he gets you in the back because he's not paying attention?
Yeah, exactly. Robert Wilson, maybe, I think.
You come back to the huddle and be like, bitch, you hit me.
Well, I never got hit in the back. That's going up the middle. I was always on the outside.
Right.
So, and then, too, if you're getting hit in the back, you ain't moving your legs anyway. You know what I mean?
Who was your tackle? Grube?
Gruber and, I don't know. You get me on that one.
Gruber, I forget
who the right tackle. Maybe Charles McCray.
Yeah, McCray was on the right tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was Ian the guard when you were there?
Yeah, you had Ian, Scott Deal, and then Tony Mayberry as our center. Yep.
Who was
Vinny? Vinny was a quarterback. Craig Erickson. Who was the guy to play for Florida State? A little short. Not the one that won
not the one that was Heisman.
Casey Weldon. Yeah. I can't remember you guys' name. Casey Weldon.
Because you've been hitting ahead 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly, right? Isn't that sad about that dude that played for
the Broncos?
The Denver Broncos, man. 33 years old, man. He has stage 2 CTE.
I know.
Again, they can't tell you got it until you're dead, right? But the symptoms are showing, man. All these guys, you know, and some guys, you know, they know they have it, but they can't say anything, you know, like Ian, because Ian's on the radio every day. He can't say he has CTE.
No, because they'll PR, I mean, they'll
But
they'll
I'm
bury.
Sure he has it, but I'm sure he has it.
I you think know, that
you're not
any...
down in the trenches for all those years, and you don't have a little bit of
if
symptoms.
You've been in the trenches, if you've been in the trenches since you were like, you know, in seventh grade, eighth grade, and you've been
9 years old, bro.
And you played, you know, 10 years in the league, you played 4 or 5 years in college, you know, you got probably 20+ years
six or seven years little league. Right.
Yep. And you're getting in the trenches, you know, you're getting hit in the head every play. Almost every play.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And
yep.
So
that's a fight. That's 37 fights. Every Sunday.
But Ty J, don't you think they should have
3 hours?
Don't you think they should have some type of test or something that they could be, and then they could start helping
guys? How can they test these guys? That's the question. How can you test someone when there is, you know, they don't know what's actually going on? You know what I mean? No one knows.
Yeah, but I know. But you have. I mean, there's symptoms. I mean, you've had symptoms, and other people have. And they at that point start.
I don't know that, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have symptoms. I'm just, you know, sometimes I lash out. I used to. I don't anymore.
You're a thug. Is what you
but
are.
You know, that could be a part of it. I mean, look at Hernandez. You know, his brain was whacked out. Look how many people he killed. Is that because he has CTE? Who knows that? You can't prove that.
And thank God you didn't lose it that bad, but you got that kind of rage in you sometimes.
Nah, I don't have that rage. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh,
you know that.
When I'm around you, I get scared that you can snap at any time. I feel, the only person that I'd be more scared of would be Mike Tyson beside you.
Yeah, Ty J, you're my favorite tight end of all time.
Like, Ty J, at any time I feel like he could just snap like a guy from Vietnam and just fucking kill you because he's a thug.
Man, it is hot. I'm down here in Miami, man.
Yeah, what's going on down there in Little Cuba?
I'm in my hotel room, chilling right now. I was watching your show a little bit ago, but I had to do some stuff on my computer, so.
Yeah,
I didn't have time for that.
Hey, somebody needs to find me that 81-yarder, Lummy.
Everyone's been looking
here. Jackie Harris wasn't shit. Jackie
Harris couldn't touch his jock strap.
Jackie Harris went on to play for the Packers then, I think.
No, he played for the Packers before he came to us.
Yeah, he was a Packers reject. He came out here then.
Yeah, no, they brought him down here because I was screwing up and getting in trouble and shit, and they couldn't trust me. So they said, you know, we'll bring somebody in who can trust. Well, we're going to keep you because you can play, but they're not going to start me because I was a troublemaker.
You were a troublemaker, too.
I was, man.
By all accounts, everybody was afraid of you, too.
What's that?
Everybody's afraid of you because you're just an absolute thug, straight ass thug.
No, man, no thug.
Hey, remember that picture?
You were just soft. You were scared. You were just soft. That's all.
Well, compared to you, I'm soft as fuck.
don't be scared.
Everybody's soft. Everybody's soft compared to you. Warren Sapp's soft compared to you. Please.
It was just a gimmick, man. You got to play the game like Deion. It's just a gimmick, man.
No,
he's a really nice guy, but
I'd fight Deion in a minute. I wouldn't.
People think he's a clown, you know. But he's a really nice guy. You know, I actually was defending him the other day because this dude told me that he wasn't as great as Bo Jackson because they did it different ways. You know, how Deion was all flashy, and they both, you know, were great athletes and you know, played baseball and football. But this guy didn't like Deion because of the way he did it, you know, because he wore gold chains and, you know, all this other shit. But
right.
most of the stuff that he proclaimed he did, he didn't do. You know, you think that he was a drinker and a partier and all this. He didn't. He don't do that stuff, right?
No, he didn't. He's never had a drink in his life.
Exactly.
Unlike
but
you.
The way he portrayed himself back in the day, you thought that's all he did was just partied and hung out, and he was never like that.
I visited him one time. He had his own nightclub called Primetime 21s, right? And we get there, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking we're going to fucking party, right? You know,
right.
Your place. We're in the VIP room. It's in Plano. It was in Plano, I think, or something like that. And it was called Primetime 21s, and his buddy Craig ran it. And I'm in the VIP room, and Emmitt Smith comes rolling in, and Michael Irvin. Now, those motherfuckers wanted a party. Deion was like, no, Sponge, we got to go. I'm like, what do you mean we got to go? Things are just getting good. We had to go. Michael Irvin just ordered some blondes. We got to go, man. We got to stay here.
Exactly.
I mean, for real, Michael Irvin told the bouncer, man, bring me three of them blonde bitches right up in it. Next thing you know, they're right in.
The 90s were awesome, weren't they?
Man, it's lucky we're not in prison for the things we did in the 90s.
Man, I'm glad we didn't have cell phones back then or camera phones.
I know.
Hit me on my hip on my beeper, bro.
Yeah, remember that? Beep me.
911.
Beep me 911.
I got to stop this payphone. I got to call my boy right quick.
Anytime I was with a girl, I'd have my buddy, my little bodyguard. If she was ugly and like her pussy smelled or something, I'd have him beep me. And when he was in the car, he'd beat me, not, you know, and I would tell her if I wanted to get out, I'd say, hey, that's the station, I gotta go. And if she was cool, I'd just disregard the beep. But within 2 minutes, I'd get a beep. You know, like I could do, like I'd tell her something was wrong. I couldn't do shit at the station. I didn't know how to do anything at the station, but they didn't know.
I just tell him I got to go to practice later.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, were you always good about getting to practice on time and stuff like that?
Always. Always on time, bro.
Like,
always on
you weren't
time.
A fuck up in that way, like where you were
no,
like.
No. You can't mess with your money, bro.
Like, so you never were
always
late.
Always on time. It was just the idle time, you know? So when the season's over, that's when I got into my thing, you know?
Right.
Nowhere to go. No structure. So with no structure and a shitload of money, And a city full of fine ass hoes. What do you think is gonna happen?
That should be a drop.
Yeah.
No, shitload of money, no structure, and a city full of fine ass hoes. What do you think is gonna happen to a thug from Detroit?
Young, dumb, full of it. Boy, I'm telling you.
Like that video you sent me, that duck car that turned into a jet ski. You'd have that motherfucker.
I'd have had three of them, dog.
Exactly.
For sure.
Paid cash for him.
That was sweet, wasn't it?
Oh, back in the day. How many jet skis did you have?
Yeah, probably six.
Yeah, six. Because, you know, you just couldn't ride it by yourself. You had to have all your entree with you.
Oh, for sure, man. Come on, now.
I did see Sapp on a show a few days ago, and he looks good. He looks good as hell. And
he looks really good, don't he? Yeah, man. Nice and healthy.
Isn't he like fucking scuba diving?
No reason to be walking around with all that weight.
Scuba diving and fishing and shit all the time?
He looks like he's happy, too.
Yep, he is, man.
Get him, and
there's no reason to be walking around with all that weight. If you're not, you know, playing any kind of sport or anything, man, get that weight off of you. You know, plus, you know, diabetes, and you can't be eating like he used to and drinking like he used to, especially if you're not working out and doing all that kind of thing. So being the lightest you can be is, I think, the best, especially for your joints, too.
I'm telling you, I was always kind of tough on Warren, but, yeah, I got to tell you, he probably was one of the baddest defensive line. Next to Reggie, he probably is the next best. I mean, he's better than that kid from L.A., isn't he? Darnold?
You know, again, man, it's two different eras, you know, but I would say, yeah, because, you know, he even took on doubles and triples and still made the play. And he made the guys around him better.
And he wasn't, but he wasn't that. Was he just that fast? Was he just that quick off the ball, or just had that good a technique?
All of that, and he was strong, and he talked shit too, and he backed it up.
How much shit?
And that's part of it. You got the gift of the gab. You know what I mean? And you can play. You're out of the, and you fall for that. You're out of your game.
So if Sapp first play, was he knocking your fucking face in, and then shit talking you from play one right there? Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, and don't forget about John Randall too. Same type of player
from the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. He was on the Bucks for
talk shit and still overpower you. Yep.
Bucks cut him.
The Bucks cut him.
Yeah, he started with the Bucks, an undrafted free agent,
and then went up to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they caught him, and then he went to the Vikings.
Yeah, he got picked up.
Yeah.
And then he fucking the rest is history. I think he made the Hall of Fame.
He sure did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yep. He was at Warren's Hall of Fame induction.
Lummy, did you find?
I'm looking for this.
Ty
J. Go to 1925.
All right, hold
on. Did you find the one I'm looking at? I think.
Hold on.
Yeah,
here
you are.
1925. We can't play the audio, but we can play the video of fucking Ty J. running. Here it is.
Broke two.
Hold on. Man, get some Rams. Now, Ty J., when those two cornerbacks fucking missed you, did you say, holy shit, I'm open. I'm going somewhere.
Well, I was thinking was, you know, everybody in the league is fast. So if you see at the end of that, I bent it kind of towards the left because I knew that guy was on my ass. And if I didn't turn, he was going to trip me up, and I didn't want to fall at the one.
Oh, the linebacker. You know what I mean? The linebacker was coming quick, 58.
All right, hold on now. So this is Vinny. This is Vinny. Vinny's actually, his foot's almost on the 10.
Yep.
And
hey, we were on, it was first and 19.
And were you just running like a straight cross pattern?
Yeah, it was a cover two. It was a stretch route. And if the safeties are on both hash marks, you got to go through the middle. If you got a strong safety in the back, I hook up, you know, probably about 25 yards.
Hold on. So, boom, these two motherfuckers tried to put a shoulder on big-ass 86. He says, fucking try that again. They both bounce off you like pinballs.
Yeah.
And then right at the 50, Tiger goes, holy shit, I better start running here. So his big-ass starts running. And
hey,
then,
don't get it twisted. I was pretty damn fast, too.
No, I know, but this linebacker's closing on you like, motherfucker, I'm telling you.
I ran a 4.6 at the combine.
Hold on. Then you bend it to the left because the guy you knew he's going to try to shoestring you.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yep.
You pointing to one of the girls in there? Woo.
He was pointing to the cheerleader.
Bang you tonight.
Because you
tonight at the Yucatan.
I'll see you at the Yucatan, bitch. I got full tab on the black car.
Monday night.
There we go.
Oh, yep, and that's you. Hey, 5 yards and that guy might have got you, but
And see that is you know, knowing your players, you know, knowing who you're playing against, and then knowing that all those guys get, you know, they get paid also. So you got to have different techniques and different little tricks to the trade to make sure you're successful.
Now the touchdown before you was a tight end 82 Bell, or whoever is that Bell? I mean.
No. What's his name? He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, in the Ring of Honor. God, what is his name?
82.
There was a white guy.
White guy.
88 is who I'm thinking about.
Now we're looking at 82. What's that guy's name? Bola? What is that guy's name? I can't see what that guy's name is.
92 Bucks roster.
Yeah, was that David Moore? Dave Moore was on the team then.
Is that Dave Moore? 82?
The hell out of here.
Ron Hall.
Oh, Ron Hall.
Ron Hall. Yeah, Ron was there. In the '90s, yeah.
Was he as big as you?
Actually, you know, we kind of looked alike, yeah.
Was he Samoan?
He was a little bit skinnier.
Hold on, kind of looked alike. I think he was a white guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm saying. Come on, bro.
Let me Ty J. There's distinct
Ty J. Didn't see color.
Yeah, neither did Vinny Testaverde.
No, I don't see color. Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde was
bastard.
He's Ty J.
I got to tell you though, the pass that he threw Ty J. was straight money. But
yeah, because he just threw three guys.
Well,
he
actually, Ty J.
You
didn't catch in stride. You had to go back. Thank God that you had to kind of come back for the ball. Otherwise, the other guy may have got you.
Well, I tell you what, they blew my ribs up when I got to the sideline. I threw up. He shook my gut up.
Now was Sam Weich the coach here?
Yes. Yep.
Now, when you come to the sideline, who's the first one that sees you? Like, holy shit, 86, you just won 82.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Now, hold on. Did Aaron? It was
a Sunday night game, ESPN, as a matter of fact. Yep. And what sucks is it sucks that we were winning 28-0 at half, They came back and beat us 35-28.
Oh, no, I think 34 was Anthony.
You're kidding me.
Now, right?
You're so kidding
this,
me.
This great play was shot down because we lost. I don't even think I made the top 10 on ESPN that week.
Motherfucker, 82 yards.
No, that wasn't right. That was...
And listen, so I played with the Rams, and when I get there in 98, the guy say to me, dude, we all got game balls that day. That was the biggest win in the history of our team.
Yeah, thanks.
They all got me. The whole team got game balls.
On you.
Yeah, right?
Who's 37? Let me, who's that guy?
Well, Reggie Cobb was 34. That was your running
back.
You're
supposed to be this.
I said Reggie Cobb. That was the guy that you were asking about.
That's Anthony. That's Anthony McDowell.
Now, were you on – did you ever play with Keith McCants?
Keith McCants, yeah, yeah. You know, man, when I was at Ole Miss, we didn't play Alabama, and I didn't play Florida. You know, because at that time they switched off.
Right.
Every year or every 2 years, you would have played two of the SEC teams. We only had, I think, 10 teams at that time anyway.
And he was a legend in Alabama, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. So when I came here, I thought him and Roger Thomas was just a man. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I always see these guys on TV, and now I'm playing with them.
Right.
Man, I hope I can block them. Dude.
So hold on.
I was like, that's Keith McCants? What the fuck?
So did you go, did you ever got to go like, do one-on-one with him? And then
all the time.
Sudden,
come
like,
on, man. Yeah, that was my jam there.
You
might cover me, but when we go on one-on-one play, 7-on-7 or 9-on-7, please. I'm always having mine.
Since Dotson was good for the Bucks in 92.
Hold on now. But Keith, I mean, God bless his soul, RIP, rest in peace, and I bailed him out.
Yep.
I bailed him out twice, and he was my boy. I mean, we used to run bitches. You wouldn't believe. He financed it, too, back in the day. I could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, he
used to live in his old house over there off of Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Ian bought that house from him.
Oh, is that where Ian lives now?
No, Ian sold that house years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. Keith owned it with his wife, his Mexican wife, and had a kid.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
had that big ass boat in the back. Yeah.
Well, hold on, that boat ended up in Pinellas, and I fucked some hoes in that boat. I did. He goes. He had to move the boat over to Pinellas because his old lady was onto the boat deal, and so he had to move it over to fucking Max, like some marina by my house. So he gave me the code, and I would tell hoes it was my boat. But I couldn't take it out because I couldn't drive it. So we would just go and fuck on it. One time, hold on.
He couldn't drive a boat either. Now, I didn't know I had it.
He crashed it the only time he took it out. Black guys can't drive boats. You know that, please.
Exactly. Kayak and jet skis, man. Know your role.
Yeah, stick to jet skis. So what? Listen to this. So one time, Keith McCants has this bright idea. You know, he was rich as fuck. You know the kind of deal he got.
Mm-hmm, right.
So he comes to me and he goes, and I can talk about this now. He goes, Bubba, I need you to get us an apartment over in Pinellas County. I'm going to give you, he gave me $8,000. And he goes, pay for a year's worth of rent and go to Rooms to Go and get us some furniture. So I go over and get the first apartment complex right across the bridge over on right by the dog track, but down a little bit. And I go pay for a full year. And he wants me to go get these two bitches. Well, Farrah and Joy. Remember those two hoes? Exactly. So I go get Farrah and Joy, and I got this fucking deal. Listen, I'm going to pay. Your apartment's paid for. Just Keith's going to roll up in here like once a week and get some pussy. And then you got to give me some pussy because, you know, I'm the one, you guys are reporting to me. So I was getting more pussy than Keith. Well, Keith's wife found out about it somehow, shape or form. So I had to go kick all the bitches out and try to get the security deposit back. Well, they don't give you your, when you prepay for a year, they don't give you your fucking money back. So that's my Keith McCants story.
Wow. Just you still kept that one to yourself, bro.
He was homeless and he died. I mean, God.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fucked up. I can imagine what you're going to say about me.
I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Love me. Okay, ready? Hey, guess who died?
Who, man?
Ty J.
Oh,
man, that was a fucking straight up brother right there, man. I love that guy.
Are you going to cry, man?
I'm going to be at your funeral crying like a bitch. Absolutely.
I'm not going to have a funeral. I'm getting cremated.
Me too. I'm getting cremated too. I want to cry like a motherfucker. Yeah. Hey, then can I have Jeannie?
No, bitch.
Lemmy said he wants a Subaru.
Lemmy wants a Subaru.
Blitz, hey, don't call, don't slip. I call that being incognito. You would never know it was me.
I know. Just
hey, Blitz wants your kayaks. I want your wife, and Lemmy wants your fucking Subaru.
No. I want the drones.
Yeah.
What kind of drone you got, Blitz?
I got a few.
Is it a DJI?
Yeah, I got some of those too.
Hold on, Blitz is being real fucking coy about he's being well, real thug.
Yeah, that means I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, that means I got real.
I got like a Phantom 3 Pro and all that, but I got a bunch of like no-name Chinese ones too.
10-4.
Like a
I got a DJI Zoom and a Pro.
Okay, FPV race drones.
I don't want your kayak or your drones. I just want your hot wife. That's it, period.
You want everybody's wife. Yeah, but you don't ever want to get yours up.
Bullshit! I'm the king. I'm the king.
Yeah, it's on video.
You never went to the office with me, bro.
I'm not. Yeah. Hey, I couldn't let you have my wife because you would have tore it up so bad I wouldn't be able to hit the sides on the back.
Yeah, what did Hogan do?
Hogan had a thermos.
Listen, I think that's a bad topic. I don't think we need to talk about that, buddy.
Crank call. Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I must clear the line.
Ty J, what are you doing down there in Little Cuba?
Actually doing some inspections on the tower for a future job. Just taking pictures and shit.
Yeah, he's just fucking around. That's all he's doing.
Do you use your drone for any of that?
No, gathering information for future work.
Do you use your drone for any of that?
No. I got to climb to get all this kind of stuff.
That's what I figured,
he ain't bringing his hideouter Joan on company time unless they want to pay him out. They said, listen,
it's better than having to fucking climb.
That's true. Yeah. Fuck that climbing.
No, but you would only use it really to look in birds' nests and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
Hey, what time?
To get the pictures that I need, you actually got to physically get up there.
How high will you go today?
Probably this is only 100. This tower is only 100 feet, so probably my scope is at 75 feet.
Now the birds fuck you up if you get up that. I mean, you get some.
No, they don't. They don't mess with me at all. Plus, I got my head and my arms covered. I don't go up there naked.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do you encounter birds sometimes up there and nests and stuff?
Every now and then, but the tower. Once you check in with the tower, they automatically know if there's a bird situation going on there. So. Sometimes you can't even get on the tower. Especially if there's an eagle there, you have to be at least 500 feet away from the nest. So that's from the ground, depending on where it is. Do you know what I mean?
So I would just, they really protect those eagles, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And those eagles those eagles will fuck a brother up now. I'm telling you that right now.
Yep.
You don't want to fuck
And Osprey, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
They're no joke.
They're a bunch of thugs like your ass used to be. Until you got soft.
Oh.
Yeah, I am soft, yeah. This is a funny story. So, I've been running a little bit, and I don't do the same things I used to do. So I've been dropping my weight, right? And now I'm probably about 240. And Jeannie gave me a hug the other day, and she said, "You're getting so damn skinny, you feel like a white girl."
your white wife says your skin and bones like a white girl.
Yeah, I was like, come on, man, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, I've been dropping weight. I don't need to be 280. Like the first thing Blummy said was like 275, but I'm not 275.
Yeah, but you need to be 260 fucking solid. Don't get soft.
I'm not soft, but I'm not big and muscular.
You've seen it on the kayaks. He gets after
Listen. He might be littler in stature and weight, but he's still got that Detroit thug-ass mentality. He'll fucking cut you if he had to.
No, I keep myself out of public eye as much as possible, bro. I mean...
Did you see that thing I posted on Mike Tyson on Facebook Blitz where he's like, Mike Tyson's like, I'm practicing being humble because I was a fucking killer and I'm afraid of that guy coming back out and I'm trying to be humble. I've interviewed Mike Tyson in studio one time, Ty J, and really honest to God, it's uncomfortable because he just produces this vibe that he could snap. Now, he's a great guy. By the way, I'm a huge Mike Tyson fan. But Mike could don't even you as a brother, don't you feel like Mike Tyson could lose it at any minute and whip the shit out of you?
I think that's with anyone, man.
Yeah, Ty J said kind of the same thing about himself. He stays out of the situation so he doesn't have to worry about it.
What about you versus Mike Tyson at your prime and his prime?
Nah, he would smoke me.
That'd probably be the only. Now, I know you never back down from fights, but that might be one you might not want to fucking do.
Some of them, you just got to know. You know, like those MMA guys. If they got those little, the ears are all beat up.
Fuck that.
I would never mess with them. Yeah. No way.
You'd just be like, man, we ain't got no fucking problems, brother. Just shit.
Come on. Right. Shut your mouth, Genie. Let's go.
Shut your mouth, Genie. No, it was usually shut your mouth, Sap. Let's go. That's the guy that got you into most trouble is Sap. Sap go run his mouth at shepherds, and you'd have to fucking back him up.
No.
Yeah, huh? I know that for real. Man, give me an interview with Sap. I'd be cool as shit to him.
You got his Dan number, call him.
He won't.
Dan got his number?
Yeah, did he? He punked Dan out. Dan got full hot on it. Dan was so mad.
Oh, man.
We used to write songs about Sap. He'd be mad as fuck.
You write songs about everyone.
Yeah. All right, my man. Hey, be careful down in Miami. When you come back home?
Tomorrow night.
How many Miller Lights did you drink over the holidays?
Man, I don't know. They had them pretty cheap over at Walgreens. You know, if you have that card, you can get it for $12.99. So I bought like four or five 18 packs.
Yeah,
four or five 18 packs.
Lasted them 2 days.
That lasted them till Saturday.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Hey, we love you, buddy. Be careful, okay?
All right. Hey, when y'all going to come out and hang out with y'all? Talk shit all the time, but you came out once.
We're coming out. We promise. I just, you know, I mm-hmm. I promise.
Quit eating all the fucking chicken sandwiches or you're not going to be able to fit on my tie. Hey, get some quality chicken. Eating that bullshit.
Wait, hold on. What
Aussie Grill, huh?
Yeah, he tried to talk shit about Aussie Grill.
Did you see all that bread in their head on us? I had that thing, and I sent you the picture of it.
I know. What
they tried to cover it all up with it. I didn't want any sauce. You always put cheese on it. You're masking it.
All right, you're not getting
the real chicken if you're putting all that shit on there. And ketchup, too.
Where's your favorite chicken sandwich?
I actually like Culver's. The grilled chicken. I like Wendy's chicken sandwich. They have one that is like the spicy. It has onions and jalapenos on it and some kind of sweetness. It's like a sweet and sour sauce or something on it. I don't know, man. It just depends. You know, I try not to eat out at fast food restaurants that much. But when Lummy was talking about the Aussie Grill that day, I went that same day to the one in Brandon.
So did Lummy.
Right. And that's when I sent you that picture, and I was like, dude, average at best. Now,
you put a few other words in there, but I'm just saying. Yeah, you were right. Average at best.
The presentation was beautiful. The box they put it in is beautiful. Yeah. The lettuce, but the chicken, it was just, you could tell they sous vide it, and they covered it all up with that breading, which... I didn't.
So you went to the Brandon one. I went to the Lutz one. So did Bubba. So that Lutz one's better.
Yeah, the Brandon one's full of a bunch of jobbers.
Yeah, you know, I used to do that with Popeyes, too. You know, the brothers work off of 75 and have Popeyes. But if you go to the one on Waters, it's all white people over there. So the chicken totally tastes different.
I know. So who's the brothers or the white guys? Which one did you prefer? Which one did you prefer?
See, over on Waters, they're cooking chicken by the recipe.
Right.
You know, over on Fletcher, they doing it by taste.
Yeah.
Right.
The brothers are doing it by taste.
It's the difference.
Like I have something that everybody grows up with their mom, having a favorite dish that your mom, rest in peace, your mama. What was your go-to meal that your mama made?
Oh, man, liver and onions, bro.
What?
Ew.
What?
Oh, so
that's
good.
That's
I love
my mom, that's my mom's favorite. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to you, man. Liver and onions.
My mom goes to La Terracita's just for the liver and onions.
No, but
really?
Your mom,
it's the best.
I've never been there.
Oh, if you like liver and onions, man, La Terracita's.
Yeah, but as a kid?
No wonder you turned out so fucking mean. Your mom raised you up on liver and onions. Fuck.
Yeah.
Was Mama Armstrong a bad girl? I mean, she had to deal with your ass. Was she?
Well, you know what? What's so funny, man, is that I was scared straight from my brothers. I had two older brothers. We had same mom, different fathers.
Right.
And they had 10 years on me. So my oldest brother, you know, he was always a troublemaker and putting her all through, through things. You know, when he was in his, say, 20s, I was 10 or 9 or so. So whenever he would get in trouble, you know, I would see the pain that he was putting her through, but also she would look at me and say, don't you ever think about doing anything like that. You know, he was out robbing people and selling dope and, Was he big?
Was he big?
You know what I mean? Been in prison? No. But he was bad as hell, though, too, you know? And what was really funny is that when people would pick on me, they didn't know. They knew we lived in the same house, but they didn't put two and two together that was my brother because he's darker skinned than me and I'm lighter, right?
But what was his first name?
Terrence. Yeah.
So if they go, man, that's Terrence. That's Terrence's little brother.
No, they would call him TB because his last name was bigger, so they call him TB.
Right.
And when everybody would think, oh, that's TB, brother, they would leave me alone. People were giving me money and weed and all kind of shit.
Because they were afraid of TB.
Oh, my God, yeah. He was still known in the city, for sure.
Now, is TB still with, is he still with us?
Yes. He lives in Minnesota now. My middle brother passed in 93, so it's like my mom passed in 92, my dad passed in 92. Jeez. Middle brother passed in 93, and then my oldest brother had a heart attack, and then he had to get one of those pacemakers put in his chest.
Jesus.
So, right?
What'd your younger brother die of, Taj?
I didn't have a younger brother.
I mean,
my middle brother, he had a heart attack also.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it seems like that side of, you know, my mother and their father produce heart issues. But for some reason, knock on wood, I don't have that problem.
No, you got some mentals, but your fucking heart's strong as shit.
For now. You know, knock on wood.
All right, my man. Hey, be safe climbing that tower, and we will make it over soon.
Yeah. I'll hold my breath.
see you later, brother.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy, bro.
Bye, buddy.
He's so funny.
I can talk shit with that guy all day.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
And it's fun to talk private with him because he's more animated. He uses a few different words. Oh, he's he's cool as shit. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I've known that guy since the day he was in. I mean, I got here in 92. I think he got here in 92.
Yes, he did. He was drafted in 92.
And we quickly met, you know, relatively soon on both of our careers here. And I got him out of trouble one time. And he never forgot that. And so when Warren would fuck with me, Ty J kind of was my, like, you know, Ty J would stick up for me a little bit. It was because Warren was mad as hell. Remember, Blitz, we'd make songs like Be Like Sap about getting high and all kind of bullshit.
Yeah. A lot of them.
Oh, Anna, look at that pose. Give me some shoulders, bitch.
Oh, yeah, you want some more?
Yeah, I want all that, bitch. Give it to me. There you go. Yeah. Looking good. Fucking full crab willy. Mm. There you go. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Look at you. You're sitting down and start posing. All right, I think, I'm fucking exhausted.
Oh,
yeah.
Look where the time has gone. I got a 3-time loser pit bull to deal with. Triple turn in. Is that how we called her, Blitz?
Yeah.
A triple turn in.
Fuck.
Oh, she's a good girl, though. I hope she makes it. I really do.
I hope she makes it.
What's the determining factor?
If she can...
She doesn't shit in the... In the house for 3 days?
She hasn't pooped. Yeah, she has. She pooped one time in my house.
She done shitted. Okay.
If the shit count by Saturday is less than three or four.
Come on, Bella, you got this.
Yeah, plug it up.
Yeah. If she, by the way, can I tell you what she tries to attack? There's one thing she tries to attack. The Dyson vacuum. She literally tries to kill it. She's so fucking afraid of it. Don't think I haven't antagonized her with it a little bit, too.
Yeah. Fucking $1,000 vacuum.
Yeah, So, Lum Lum?
Yes, sir.
You good?
I'm great, Bubba.
Anna, you good?
Yeah, I got to make urine.
Blitz, you do?
Yeah, I got to poop.
Well, let's get the fuck out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Across California, school food professionals are using their skills to develop recipes that incorporate fresher ingredients and more scratch cooking. Learn how they're cooking up change at schoolfoodpros.org. Grant provided by California Community College's Chancellor's Office.